But Justin Bieber has surprised fans by releasing a new album. I guess that's a new bit now. You just shock people, release it overnight. The new album is titled, it's a terrible name, Swag. The record features 20 songs with track names including Dad's Love, Devotion, Therapy Session. It follows online concern for the singer's mental health after a recent confrontation with paparazzi. So, you know, man, I think that's a terrible name. I mean, that's like cringe if you name your album Swag. But I actually do think Justin Bieber puts out catchy tunes. I'm curious if you have a couple of these. Let's see what he's up to. Does he still have it?
This is all I can take.
Just waiting for him to play the fart sounds.
Yeah, I know. Longest intro ever. Is that like somebody like beep pop?
I mean, not my thing.
That's all I can take.
Yeah.
I didn't really like that. I didn't really like the mix. It just seemed off. You have another one, Valdez?
This is Daisies.
Daisy Dukes.
Head is spinning and they don't know when to stop. Shoots it forever, babe. Did you mean it or not?
It sounds something a little like the old Justin.
This sounds like
this one's better than
this
that.
One sounds like Shawn Mendes or something like that.
Those guys sound like Justin. Justin's a beast when he's on. That one's better than the first one. All right, do you have one more?
The Way It Is, featuring Gunna. Maybe Gunna Henderson.
That's your boy. Gunner.
I like the second one is more of my favorite of the three that we played. But anyway, if you're a Biebs fan, which I know a couple of my daughters, well, I only have two daughters. At one point, they were all in. When Biebs had like his YouTube series, I remember my daughter Meg was all in on it, watching everything. We mentioned Casey Anthony the other day. And remember, she was spotted on that date in New Hampshire. Well, the paparazzi, I guess they got nothing better to do. They're following Casey Anthony around. And now it's a big deal. They got her captured, leaving shocker, TJ Maxx. Maybe she found some Peter Millar shirts.
You and Casey Anthony.
We have something in common. We love TJ Silly.
Hey, do you think Casey Anthony gets a wave when she walks in like you do?
A lot of people do. Drabby did that story. You get excited that you're going to find some deals. You want to get the last silly extra large before it goes.
Casey Anthony leaving TJ Maxx.
I mean, I can't believe that this is newsworthy. This made TMZ.
I can't believe it.
This made TMZ. Her leaving with her bags from TJ Maxx. Let me see. I don't care about that story.
I can't believe that they're following Casey Anthony around.
This is
and she knows they're there.
I guess. I'm sure she's annoyed by it. I'm sure she doesn't want the attention. I mean, how could you want
that? Right.
Remember I told you, I'd love for somebody to look up. Drab, see if you could find out how much was that bag that Bronny, he was wearing a backpack. I think it was a Louis Vuitton backpack. How much is that thing worth? Because there's an original Birkin bag that sold at auction. You want to guess how much it sold for?
$500,000.
The original bag, custom made for actress Jane Birkin, became one of the era-defining designs of the 20th century. It was sold in Paris on Thursday for a record $10.4 million. $10.4 million. Is Jane Birkin like a famous actress that you've even
heard
of?
No, I know. I saw the story about it a couple weeks ago. She helped design that bag.
Okay.
She was like a mom or something, and she had a small bag, and she was frustrated, and she went to a designer and said, can you make me a bag that's bigger? and Hermes or whoever made the bag, and it became iconic. And she used that bag that sold for $10 million like every day, and it was the original Birkin. So in the fashion world, it's an iconic bag. It's the one of one Birkin bag. And those bags are already, I don't know, tens of thousands of dollars.
They say they go for around $10,000. Regular Birkin bags sell for more than $10,000.
And they're just purses.
This was a travel bag, so it's a little bigger. It was worn for 9 years by Birkin on a daily basis. You know how some of those girls have those big, like, Louis Vuitton bags.
But you can't even, I don't think you can even walk in and buy a Birkin bag. Like, they don't just let bombs off the street.
Yeah, you have to, like, wait list.
You have to wait list, get appointments, get, like, pre-approved. It's a whole thing.
So Hermes is the ones that sells those?
Yeah, and I think they only make a certain number a year.
We were actually, wherever the hell I was recently, I don't know where it was, one of these towns.
Dallas?
No, yeah, I think it was in Dallas. We were in the, like, their high-end district where, like, the, you know, Chanel and Hermes and all these whatever.
Like a Rodeo Drive?
Yeah, like that kind of area. And if I went into that Hermes store, they wouldn't have a Birkin bag.
No.
I don't know exactly. But I know, like, you can't just walk into the Paris store and go, I'd like a bag. They go, you don't have an appointment, please leave.
Those stores are the worst when you go to those, like, because there's always, like, there was a Peter Millar there. And I know from going into other Peter Millar stores, not worth going in. Because they literally sell the pants for $240.
Mm-hmm.
When I could buy them at, wait for them to come to TJ Silly and bid them for $50. Why would I pay $250? They sell golf shirts for like $150.
Yeah.
Why would I buy that?
Millar stuff. Millar gear is expensive.
Yeah, but you can wait. You just wait, and it eventually will come. It might be last year's design, but you could get it for $50, $40. I don't know.
Or you endorse golfdom and get gift cards.
Yeah.
It's not my money.
It's just such expensive stuff.
Bronny James brought the Virgil Louis bag ahead of the Lakers matchup.
Yeah, how much is that thing worth?
$20,000?
$5,000. Oh, that's it? Okay. I thought it was like $100,000 or something. No. It was the world's ugliest bag.
Was it Louis just Vuitton. A toiletry bag?
No, it was some sort of backpack. Okay. It was like colorful.
Sometimes you see the guys just walking in with their toiletry bag.
The guys look ridiculous with what they're wearing now. They're embarrassing.
They're peacocking.
Yeah, I guess. It's embarrassing.
What did Flag wear coming in?
I don't know. He looked like a regular dude.
I just saw like a walk-in where he was wearing
kind
of
his gear. He seems like a regular
dude. He looks like he's a sweaty dude. You notice that?
His hair.
He looks kind of sweaty. He has like a cheesy mustache, right? Like...
He didn't in college, I didn't think.
I thought he just looks dirty to me. Like just kind of stinky. Yeah, like a sweaty guy. Some people are just sweaty. I feel like Valdez might be sweaty. Are you sweaty?
Very sweaty.
Yeah, yeah.
You should see when I was walking at Hidden Creek on Wednesday.
Oh, I believe
my arms. You could see the beads of sweat on my arms.
Yeah.
I look like Aaron Rye because I have to wear two gloves. My hands sweat so much. There's five people that understand that.
Yeah. You're Maddie Two Gloves. Tom Brady's reps are pushing back on the report that he's too old for Sofia Vergara. How could he be too old? She's older than him.
Yeah, I would think so.
That doesn't even make sense.
I would say maybe too old for Sydney Sweeney.
He's too old because, I guess, does she date younger guys?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She must date like 35.
She was married to that guy from Magic Mike.
She probably dates 30-year-olds.
Well, here's what it says. This is from the New York Post. Tom Brady's reps are pushing back on a report that claimed the NFL star isn't interested in dating actress because she's too old.
Okay, that makes more sense.
That makes more sense, right?
Yeah.
Because how old is Tom now? Is he about 47, 48?
You nailed it, 47.
He's butt skinny. I mean...
But he looks... I mean...
I guess he looks good. He looks... It looks... I mean, he needs to eat a hamburger.
Where does he live? I mean, I know he lives anywhere he wants, but... Is he still living in Florida?
In Tampa.
Is he still living in Florida?
I think he's got a different place, maybe.
Where are his kids? Got a rack of them.
I think he's got one somewhere else.
Yeah, that was from the first. Yeah.
In Florida, I think.
Wherever Giselle and the jiu-jitsu guy are living.
Right.
That's where the kids are.
So embarrassing.
Sofia Vergara is 53. Yeah. 6 years. At that point, who cares?
But he's not gonna settle down with Sofia Vergara. That's a lock.
Probably not, although he does have kind of a past of famous relationships, right? The mother of his first child was an actress, and then he got with Giselle.
No, I'm not saying not because of the fame. I'm just saying because he's not gonna settle down with a 53-year-old woman. Even as though she's as hot as she is.
I don't know though. I think his first the mother of the first child was a lot older than him. That, he might have
that,
a thing.
Is that Moynihan? Is that
yeah.
Bridget Moynihan?
Bridget Moynihan.
How old is she now?
I don't know. She's probably in her early
40s. 50s?
Bridget Moynihan?
She's 54.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So Vergara, younger. I mean, it's different time, but the mother of his oldest is 54.
Right.
I don't know.
All right, last.
I mean, look, erase age.
Mm-hmm.
She has a ridiculous body and is very pretty.
No, she's beautiful. There's no doubt about it. Last but not least, the lead story on TMZ. Valdez, were you ever a claw guy? Not crab claws.
The claw machine?
The claw machine. Were you a claw machine guy when you would go to the arcade?
No, I was.
Did that ever intrigue
no,
you?
No, I would always
Cakes
do.
Was.
I would always do skee ball.
Yeah, you were a skee ball guy?
Yeah.
Well, what's your record?
I was pretty good.
You get a bunch of 50s or the hundreds? No.
I would aim for the 40.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get 40 nonstop.
Apparently, in Cincinnati, in Ohio, there was a kid that was so sized for the claw machine. What do you think he did?
Got stuck inside it.
He climbed inside.
I don't know how that happens, but it seems to happen all the time.
There's some sort of door on the bottom. Well,
there's no way he could
climbed
fit through
up
that
in
door.
There.
Yeah, but there are people walking by, and they just let him climb in there.
Did you watch the video or something?
Yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah.
How stupid are people?
I don't know.
This kid's climbing inside.
Where are the parents?
What are the parents doing?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
They say he was at an animal claw machine at a community center. Yeah. In Mason, Ohio, which is about 25 miles northeast of Cincinnati.
They're using the weights. They're using the Nautilus machine.
Bunch
Do you
dumps.
Remember that nubby weight system that they had at the South Bowie Community Center?
Sure, it was like one of the original like Nautilus yeah, things, right?
Like looking back on it, it's so trifling.
You know what always intrigues me?
Hmm.
Is that anytime I'm at Marty's Playland in Ocean City,
okay.
is I always got to put a couple quarters in to that machine that pushes the quarters to the edge.
Oh,
you're one of those guys.
Yeah. And what is the point of that? What can you win?
Because they...
It's terrible jewelry.
Sometimes there's tickets on top of the quarters. Other times it's more quarters. Sometimes
yeah,
they have
it
like...
It is kind of fun.
They have like money that's balled up on top, and you're just kind of hoping that some creep down... You put a quarter in, maybe you get like 8 quarters back. I do get a little bit psyched for that.
You know what they had in Myrtle Beach that Dylan like fell in love with for a day or two was that old school. It's not a pinball machine, but it's like a baseball game where the ball comes and you got like this little baseball bat. It's essentially a pinball machine. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
I think I do. I think I've seen that.
Hard to describe. You have to get a certain number of runs.
I get psyched for whack-a-mole.
Hey, that's a silly one.
I don't know why. It's fun to do.
I think your reflex is still fast enough.
They're not that good.
A big buck hunter now. That's fun.
What is that?
Oh, that's a great game.
What is it?
You have your shotgun. You have your shotgun.
Yeah.
And then they put you in the wilderness.
Yeah.
And then you got to shoot the bucks,
mm-hmm. right?
Or the bears, or without hitting like the moose.
That's silly.
It is. It's like you're on your own hunting trip.
Do they still have Paperboy?
No.
The video game?
No.
Frogger?
No.
Could we get that on our computer right now?
I mean, Frogger.
Could I get that on my computer
I'd say
right
this.
Now?
Frogger has been the game which, and I don't know if it's popular right now, which replaced Frogger. The more modern version is called Crossy Road.
I mean, what is Crossy Road? I mean, obviously, you
it's
cross
basically the
road.
Same thing. You're just a character and you got to
Dodge buses and tractor trailers.
Yeah, jump
and
on
cars.
Logs and.
Right.
What, exactly.
What about Papa Shot? Were you guys big Papa Shot guys?
I was never that great at it. Were you good at it? The people seem
to be okay
good at
for
it.
For one
had
year.
A technique. I always tried to shoot it regular.
No, you got to like bank it off the back.
I used to do like.
Some guys I felt like they would just kind of do like this.
I was decent. They had one at Langways, and me and Mike Frazier, because, look, Langways was a job. I was a waiter. that only after softball games or softball tournaments would it be crowded. Right. And so there was a lot of dead time, and they had a pop shot, and we got pretty good at it that summer.
I actually think I could beat anybody in Connect Four, too. I'm silly at Connect Four.
You really shouldn't lose in Connect Four if you pay attention. Unless you have, you think you have traps.
I'm a novice at Connect Four. I don't feel like I've played much.
You just got to pay attention.
I feel like I've played like 3 or 4 times in my life. You're silly at it?
I think I'm silly.
You know what we were silly at in college?
Hey, there's Connect Four. Maybe we should have a battle there. I think there's a Connect Four in the break room.
Yeah, there's like a board in the break room.
You know what we need to get here?
I'd be sized to beat Valdez real quick.
In Connect Four. Here's what we need to get in here. Dartboard. Why don't we get a dartboard? We had one in college. I think it was
that
a period of time.
That would never be used. It'd be used for like one day.
Yeah. We would compete against each other.
We would lose them so quick.
Yeah.
We put it over here against one of these walls. We put some drywall up there.
How many holes are going to be in the wall eventually?
A million, but we'll get like some drywall.
Yeah, hook it up.
You know, behind it. And we'll just pummel it.
They got them at TJ Maxx?
I'm sure. Did you ever get into darts? Did you ever have it like at a college house or anything?
No. Didn't have the patience for it.
We did.
I don't understand the scoring.
I don't in these days anymore either, but we did it all the time. We had vicious matches.
We had holes everywhere. They're never going for the bullseye. They're always going for the, like, the outer layer.
You got to get in the little things. Yes. The rings.
I don't understand it. Yeah.
I don't anymore, but I could get a refresher.
Score.
Yeah. We need something in here. I'm not playing. Are you playing the air hockey?
No,
in the
but
green
it's not
room?
Even plugged in.
It's not even plugged in.
Because it's got a. Dude, they bought a little tiny air hockey thing. You'd have to bring in an extension cord to plug it in.
I don't want to insult anybody, but they kind of botched that.
Yeah.
They kind of botched that in the green room.
All right. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.